tears for a family on the move. Ahmad Karwan and his family are from Aleppo in Syria. Before the war, Ahmad worked as an ironmonger. He had a good life and was able to support his wife and two small children. In 2012, the Karwans were forced to flee to Lebanon, but this father knew there was no future for him and his family there, especially for his son Abdu, who was born deaf. They needed a new home.
We were living in the same house together, all of us. And then all of a sudden, we had to travel. Of course, it was difficult. But then, you see, you have a future ahead of you, for you and your children to enter into a new phase of life.
That's why they came here, to Wachtersbach in Germany, after being accepted for resettlement under the humanitarian assistance program. Ahmad's son Abdu now has new hearing aids and can now hear almost 90%. After attending a school for the hearing impaired, Abdu now goes to the local nursery with his little sister Ruha. Both are learning German. Tim Schneider, an integration officer for the city of Wachtersbach, has been working with Ahmad.
We want to help refugees learn from each other, which is why we asked Mr. Karwan to help us with new arrivals in Wachtersbach. Mr. Karwan is going to school and trying hard to integrate.
Ahmad is working hard. He's about to graduate from language school and hopes to find work in the town. His father and brother recently arrived in Germany as part of a family reunification program.
Thank God they are here, but thanks to Germany foremost for bringing them here to join us. There are so many people that are forced to arrive illegally by sea or air, but they made it so we could arrive in a peaceful manner.
Peace at last has come to Ahmad's family. And for the first time since the war began in Syria, the Karwans feel hope for their future.